Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Burns. Batting second. The shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ross Youngs. Batting fifth. The first baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Irish Musel. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Rawlings. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Neff. Pitching for the New York Giants, Art Neff. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Max Flack. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting fourth. The third baseman, John Kelleher. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Turner Barber. Batting sixth. The center fielder, John Sullivan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Speed Martin. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Speed Martin. And now, play ball. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bancroft moves to second. Two outs. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bancroft scores. It's 1-0, Giants. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rawlings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker takes first base on ball 4. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Neff moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barber moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimes for the out. Barber scores. Sullivan moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Giants. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Speed Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rawlings fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Youngs hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Sullivan. Youngs reaches second base with a double. Frisch moves to third. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frisch scores. Youngs scores. It's 4-1, Giants. Buck Freeman now pitching. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Kelly moves to second. Johnny Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell fires to second and picks off Kelly for the out. One out. Johnny Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-for-1 in the game. Flack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rawlings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Neff scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hollocker for the out. Two outs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bancroft. Terry moves to second. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Burns. Kelleher reaches second base with a double. Terry scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Giants. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Neff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Musial throws the ball into Bancroft, who tags Sullivan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buck Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bancroft is called out on strikes. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Frisch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barber. Frisch reaches second base with a double. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Youngs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frisch moves to third. Hank Schreiber pinch runs for Frankie Frisch. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry fields it and throws to second for the out. Schreiber scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Giants. Irish Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Musial moves to second. Johnny Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Schreiber now playing third base. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-for-2 in the game. Flack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rawlings fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 2 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly fields the ball and throws to Neff covering. Safe. Terry moves to second. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry scores. Kelleher moves to second. It's 5-3, Giants. Phil Douglas now pitching. Babe Twombly pinch hits for John Sullivan. Babe Twombly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Twombly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Twombly now playing center field. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Douglas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douglas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Douglas for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimes for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. William Marriott pinch hits for Buck Freeman. William Marriott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marriott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly fields the ball and throws to Douglas covering. Safe. Marriott moves to second. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hollocker hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Percy Jones now pitching. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bancroft hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Schreiber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schreiber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes fields the ball and throws to Jones covering. Safe. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Youngs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Youngs. The throw from O'Farrell and he is out, Holacker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kelleher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Barber takes first base on ball 4. Kelleher moves to second. Babe Twombly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Twombly is 0-for-1 in the game. Twombly hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Kelleher moves to third. Barber moves to second. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. O'Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelleher scores. Barber scores. Grimes moves to third. It's Giants, 5, Cubs, 5. Percy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Farrell. The throw from Smith and he is safe. O'Farrell steals second. Percy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grimes scores. O'Farrell scores. It's 7-5, Cubs. Red Shea now pitching. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Flack hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kelly moves to second. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Musel takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rawlings hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Musel moves to second. It's 7-6, Cubs. Elmer Ponder now pitching. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Musel scores. Rawlings moves to third. It's Giants, 7, Cubs, 7. Casey Stengel pinch runs for Earl Smith. Bill Cunningham pinch hits for Red Shea. Bill Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Holacker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stengel moves to second. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Rawlings scores. Stengel scores. Burns moves to second. It's 9-7, Giants. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bancroft for the out. Burns moves to third. Two outs. Hank Schreiber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schreiber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schreiber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Fred Tony now pitching. Frank Snyder now catching. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rawlings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Terry takes first base on ball 4. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Kelleher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rawlings catches it and throws to first to double up Terry. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 7. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Youngs is called out on strikes. One out. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Kelly bunts in front of the plate. O'Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Barber is called out on strikes. One out. Babe Twombly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Twombly is 0-for-2 in the game. Twombly takes first base on ball 4. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Grimes strikes out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Twombly moves to second. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. O'Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Carter Elliott pinch runs for Bob O'Farrell. Charlie Deal pinch hits for Elmer Ponder. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 7. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.